My name is Maya Peisel. I grew up in Juneau and I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Matt Miller was a big part of my childhood. Every morning, listening to the news, NPR was a big part of my political awakening. I loved it as a kid. I think I became a KTOO member for the first time when I was 11 or 12. It feels awesome to be a part of KTOO, and I'm glad that I'm able to contribute to something that I listen to all the time.
Become a member at ktoo.org.
From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Historically low king salmon forecasts for two southeast rivers mean there will likely be no commercial openings next year. Area management biologist Dave Harris.
This is the lowest forecast we've ever produced for the Taku as well as the Stikeen. Last year, the returns were, well, the lowest we'd ever seen since the 1970s anyway, when we started monitoring these stocks.
Low returns of king salmon last year prevented Fish and Game from opening the commercial fishery. Sport fishing for kings was also closed for 2 months, canceling Juneau's 20th annual Spring King Salmon Derby. It's unclear why the numbers are so low. Harris says biologists suspect it's related to unseasonably warm water in the Pacific, where salmon spend years feeding before returning to spawn in fresh water.
Whether it is affecting the food sources for the fish, or it's brought in, you know, warmer water may have brought in a different predator field, we're not sure exactly what is occurring out there, but it's likely because of those water temperature changes, and then this is, you know, it's affected some part of their life cycle out there.
These forecasts are for king salmon. Other salmon species, including sockeye, coho, and chum, are managed separately. Juneau's new pretrial services facility will open next month. Six officers will work out of their new office on Sherwood Lane as they supervise defendants who have been charged but aren't incarcerated as they await court proceedings in their case. The new officers are part of the criminal justice reform passed by lawmakers as part of Senate Bill 91. The new office is in the same building as the Alaska State Troopers and a floor above the DMV. Douglas residents were concerned last spring that a proposed office there could include a holding facility for defendants, but Department of Corrections officials held a neighborhood meeting to clear up public misconceptions about the pretrial office. High school students in southwest Alaska have been caught selling marijuana gummy bears to their classmates. KYUK reported Wednesday that the Bethel Regional High School students were busted after their parents got suspicious and contacted district officials. Democratic House Speaker Bryce Edgman is calling on the state Senate to investigate Republican Senator David Wilson, who he said crossed a line by using a news conference to chastise people who came forward as witnesses after allegations of inappropriate behavior toward a female House aide surfaced. The forecast calls for a rainy weekend with temperatures hovering in the low 40s and high 30s. That's your news and weather. I'm Jacob Resnick.